It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I just love to serve wine with dinner. And however, I struggled, whether it's just for my family or whether I'm entertaining, what goes best with fish, meat, or even a chili, a veggie chili. So I needed some help. So we called in Scott Payne. He's a certified wine specialist from the Society of Wine Educators and a wine merchandiser for Wegmans Food Markets. He's here in our Family Food Kitchen to help us figure out what to do with so many that are out there on the shelves. There's so many blends. I get very confused, Scott. Thank you so much for being with us today. So I don't know where to start when I walk into a Wegmans store or any other store that has shelves filled with wines. What's the first thing that should go through my mind?
This is a great question, because a lot of folks have this question when they walk into a store. They want to serve wine for dinner, whether it's just for themselves or they have folks coming over. So I try to have folks kind of concentrate on the big six grapes. So when we talk about wine, there are thousands of different grape varietals, but there's always a couple great ones that you can start with, which should be readily available, whether it's in a Wegmans store or your local wine store or local supermarket. And for the whites, those grape varietals are Riesling, Chardonnay, or Sauvignon Blanc. And then for our red wines, we have Pinot Noir, Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon. Those are probably the six varietals I always like to start folks with to get them started on their wine journey.
Okay, so do you ask what they're serving for dinner that night and say, okay, you're having fish? What do you serve? Or does it matter if it's halibut or salmon? You know, I get very confused. Help me out.
And it does. It does, absolutely. So if you're having a great, you know, North Atlantic halibut, we really would probably want to go lighter. You know, this fleshy white, you know, white flesh fish will typically go very well with a Sauvignon Blanc. And again, that Sauvignon Blanc could come from New Zealand, or it could come from, you know, one of the great wine regions of Bordeaux. When you get over to salmon, though, we want to change it up a little bit, because salmon has a little bit more of these great omega-3s and a little bit of these good fats for us. And we might want to go to a lighter red, like a Pinot Noir, which can handle a little bit more of the body of the salmon. And also how they prepare the dish can help us with that as well. If they're just going to pan sear something versus blackening the salmon, in which case it's going to have a lot more flavor. We want the wine and the food to try to be about the same weight and balance each other out, so neither one overtakes the taste profile in your mouth.
Wow, that's so interesting. I mean, you really do need an expert right with you when you're shopping for these things, because there's so much that goes into it. And you're right, though, because if there isn't a nice complement there, it just doesn't work. Or you may say the wine wasn't that great, and it's not the wine's fault. It's just the way you paired it with the wrong meals. So I'm glad that we have your help here today. So let's talk about chicken. What about chicken? What should we... you know, it's a simple dish, so it may not be like a fancy dinner, but a nice bottle of wine may still go well with some chicken.
And I think with chicken or with poultry, Chardonnay is fantastic. And I want to make sure, because we have some customers that come in, and Chardonnay is one of those grape varietals it seems people either really like, or sometimes they're the ABC shopper, anything but Chardonnay. So we want to make sure we can help them out with that. We have our big, California Chardonnays, which can be very big, large mouth feel, which go, whether it's chicken or pork or pork loin or something like that, which are really good. But, you know, a lot of that tends to come from the oak that's used. So there's a lot of un-oak Chardonnays on the market, which are great and can be a little softer on the palate. So sometimes it's finding the right style of Chardonnay that works. But for chicken and poultry, Chardonnay is just such a great option.
Okay, so I'm already getting confused. Sorry,
<Okay.
laughs> so hard. Because there's, let's jump over a minute to talk about whether it's a sweet or dry wine, or how do we determine what the complementary features are of that wine. Does that make sense? Is that a good question?
It can be, and we could talk a little bit about we just talked about Chardonnay. Let's talk about one of the wines that has a little more what we would call residual sugar, or the definitely sweetness in it, which would be the Riesling grape. Typically, okay. You know, a California Chardonnay might run you about 14% or higher in alcohol and have less residual sugar, whereas a Riesling grape might run you about 7% alcohol and have a higher sugar content. Oh. So there's going to be a little bit more sweetness to that. And that comes from how the grapes are fermented. So we have these great grapes, where regardless of what the grape is, what varietal it is, and we add yeast to that. So the yeast start eating the grapes, you're eating the sugar, and they're going to produce two things. They're going to produce alcohol, and they're going to produce carbon dioxide. So coming out of that transaction, you can stop the yeast from eating all the sugar in the grape, and that's what results in some residual sugar. So when we talk about some styles of wine that are sweeter, that can happen. So if we don't allow the yeast to eat all the grape sugar, there's going to be some leftover grape sugar for folks to actually enjoy in the bottle.
I see.
And again, that also keeps our alcohol percentage a little bit lower. And I know some folks, when they're dining out, or just prefer to have a lower level of alcohol, and Riesling is a great style of wine that can provide that for them.
Boy, that was really helpful. Thank you so much for that little overview of how this works. So if I'm going to serve roast beef or steak or beef, even burgers, obviously
yep.
I'm not going to go for a sweet. So I should go for the higher alcohol content one, which would be what?
Well, I would think that with beef, and I'll give you two options here. With beef, if you're going to do a roast for like a holiday dinner, we want to go to a Cabernet Sauvignon. I think that's a fantastic pairing, and Cabernet Sauvignon is a big, big flavor, like a nice roast for the upcoming holidays would be. That would be great. But I think that if you're going to go with burgers or something on the grill, sometimes we tilt a little bit towards, you could still have Cabernet, but sometimes we'd also go towards potentially a Zinfandel grape as well, depending on what kind of beef we're doing on the grill. But barbecue always kind of ticks a little bit towards the Zinfandel grape, which there's some great red Zinfandels out there as well.
Yeah. Well, we definitely don't want to leave our vegetarian friends out of this. It seems like when you pick a bottle of wine, you have to know if you're having fish, chicken, or beef. But what if you're having a vegetarian meal? Is there a nice wine that complements that?
There is, and it's actually kind of one of our most versatile wines, which is actually sparkling wine. Sparkling wine has a very, very food-friendly. And sometimes when you're going to somebody's house and you're not sure what to bring because you may not know what you're eating, sparkling wine is absolutely fantastic for that, and it's great with vegetarian dishes. And we know that people are trying to eat healthy and trying to get more fruits and vegetables into their diet, so sparkling wine can be great. And we don't have to think of just sparkling wine in terms of champagne from France. There's Prosecco from Italy. There's some great Cava wines from Spain. And then there's some great American sparkling houses that are doing some great stuff. And sparkling wine doesn't have to be just for special occasions. It can really be for yourself. It can be for just a nice dinner at home as well. So sparkling wine is a great option for vegetarian meals and just for a nice treat for yourself as well.
I love that. It sounds phenomenal. And now that we have a wine to go with every dish, I think we're all set for any time and holiday time coming up. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Scott, for going over that with us. And if anybody has any more questions, I know they can find your Pairing Wines with Meals 101 blog, which is on Wegmans.com, and that is Wegmans.com. And they can find all the tips they need over there, and maybe they can plan their next meal around the wine instead of the wine around the meal, right?
Absolutely.
So thank you again, Scott.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Carolina.
Being with us.
Absolutely. Have a great
remember,
day.
Everybody, you too. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. That's where you find all our past episodes if you want to listen to one again or share one with a friend. This is a great one to share with somebody. Remember to eat well and stay well.